Calling to order the Education Committee meeting Monday, August 5th, 9:30 a.m. Thank you all for being here. Our first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the July 1st, 2019 meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move for approval.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. All right, the minutes are approved. The second item is public comments. If you have a public comment, please get up. You have 2 minutes. Please state your name and your address for the record. Anyone? No? Public comment? No? All right. Okay, moving on to the third item on the agenda, we have a presentation on the potential structure of a Town of Mount Pleasant Youth Council.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, good morning. Margaret Rose is back from last month. Recall you had asked that staff go ahead and research what the parameters and the framework could look like for a youth council. And so take it away.
Morning. In front of y'all, it's a quick presentation that we've put together. So this is just more in detail from last time. So the vision is the same as last time. The mission of the whole youth council will be to the youth that we gather is to empower them through providing them the opportunities to serve, develop leadership skills, and grow to become engaged and responsible citizens. Throughout the term, they will be focusing on economy, social awareness, environment, cultural arts, policy, health, and wellness. As we have researched from the National League of Cities and looking at other youth councils in South Carolina, it is suggested that we have 20 students altogether. We should have more upperclassmen than lowerclassmen, so we broke it down to 4 freshmen, 4 sophomores, 6 juniors, and 6 seniors. This is also based on the population of Greenville, as it is closest to our size, and they also had 20 students. The term will be for 1 year, from August to June. They should have a meeting monthly in a central location, such as Town Hall. They should attend public meetings. It can be determined how many they need to attend. They will participate in group service projects. They will also do a group presentation. The group presentation will be a couple of them get together and research an issue that's affecting the youth in our community, and they will present it, and it can continue or just basically make us more aware of things that we can't see. It's also suggested that there be a job shadowing opportunity. This is when they can choose a city department job and they spend a couple of hours or a day with them just to see the life of that job that they're interested in. For PR, most youth councils have social media and a website. The social media, it has shown that Instagram and Facebook have been the most effective, and they have designated 1 or 2 of the students on the youth council to run it. And of course, there's parameters to what they can and cannot post, but it shows to be a very good way to get the message out. So in front of you are a few drafts of an application and an agenda that I'll be referencing in a little bit. So regarding the application, this will be an online application as it's easier to access. The eligibility will be that they must be a Mount Pleasant resident and currently enrolled in high school, and this includes homeschooling as well. So the application, you'll see, has personal information. It also includes 5 short answer questions. These questions will be about issues that they've seen in their high school community that they want addressed and why they think they're present. So the short answer questions will be along those lines. They will be required to have 2 references. The references can come from teachers, guidance counselors, employer, or a principal. It should have a parent or guardian authorization. After the applications are submitted, there will be a select few that come in for an interview, and then followed by the selection. During the interview, it will be discussed the attendance policy and the commitment expectations that they have if they are selected to be on the council. For selection, the program coordinator will be in charge of this with the input from the Education Committee. This is a recommendation. And then it's also recommended that the program coordinator comes from the Office of Community and Government Affairs. During the selection, the GPA, volunteer engagement, verbal and written skills, employment, and other things that have been discussed will be a part of trying to decide who should be selected for the youth council. So here is just a draft of what the first meeting would look like. It follows all the guidelines of any other committee. First we'll have introductions. We'll emphasize on the expectations and commitment we have of them. They should then discuss the bylaws and procedures. For the bylaws, it's recommended that the group develop their own bylaws and procedures during this meeting. They'll discuss annual goals, community service, and then at this point there would be no new business, or old business, apologies. Someone in the youth will be designated during this meeting to start taking the minutes for all the future meetings as well. So we also have a draft of a calendar. This calendar is a compressed timeline for if it's implemented this year. Of course, if it's not starting from like a new year, the term is from August to June, so it would be revised to fit that. It's suggested that they meet at third Thursday of each month. There was no conflict, that's why this day was selected. They would meet at this time just because it avoids traffic and after school activities, so there would be no conflict. The last meeting would be a resume workshop, which through research has been suggested. It mainly focuses on the upperclassmen just to help them with putting this on their resume and trying to just helping them get a head start in college. Obviously, would just be the first year, so this all serves as a basis for what it could look like. As it is new, as the year continues, things can be changed and the methods can be changed to best suit what works for our town. Any questions?
Well, thank you so much for this presentation and all the hard work that you've done on this. We've heard your praises sung by multiple folks, but thank you very much. Does the committee have any thoughts? Tom? Do you have thoughts?
I have thoughts. I do. Thank you again. That looks great. So here's my thought on this. I love what you did. It looks to me like the most amazing program in the world for 20 people. I wish it could be the most amazing program in the world for all high school students,
mm-hmm.
where the 20 sort of facilitated something that had outreach. So if there were issues by youth, good or bad, in the community, that this became the forum in which they came to present this. And even to the point where it could then be elevated to this table and then to the next table. So I like it, and I don't even know how to do what I just said, but I wish that this became so big that it was almost like a sort of youth government where we're trying to get more youth involved in this. Mm-hmm. It would be really neat to see a meeting with 20 people at the meeting, but also 20 or so out there waiting, you know, to be recognized and to talk. So sort of like a mini what we're doing is what I'm thinking. Those are my thoughts. I'm not sure how to do it. I think we need to take the first step, whatever the first step is, and improve. But if this became something that 20 people came to and only 20 people liked, I would feel like we missed the mark a little bit.
Okay.
Mr. Kinane?
Yes, thank you for your hard work. I think it's a good idea. I agree with Tom that there's got to be a way to expand it out because I think we need to reach the people that aren't being reached by different things the town does. I've spoken to the rec people about this. Tom, I know we've had the conversation. You know, sports captures a big chunk of our recreation usage, but there's another big chunk of kids that aren't getting reached. And maybe this could be a means to reach kind of those who haven't been reached yet. On the social media thing, I think it's a great idea. They can have parameters on what they can post. That would be good if we could do that elsewhere in the town, too. and I don't mean the staff. I think it's a good idea. I think we should advance the ball and think about how to make this happen.
Yes, Eric, I have a question for you. Is this being on a Thursday evening, 6 to 7:30, staff-wise in the town, are there staff that this could be tasked with? Is this something we would need community volunteers to be, you know, the adults in the room when this is happening? So that's my first question.
We always welcome community volunteers, but it seems best to start this program, and Lauren Sims, that we all know, her office, is ideally suited to take on such a role here, such a thing. So we plan to kick it off using staff solely, but to fold in community volunteers as this thing shapes itself or expands.
Okay. And then the second question I have is expenses involved in doing this from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursdays. Once, I guess, what sort of like budget would this program need? Where would that fall? What sort of approvals would we need to move forward with something like with this?
We plan to absorb. Unless, did you have an answer?
No.
Okay. We plan to absorb the cost in-house to get it off the ground and moving forward. As I mentioned earlier, as the program starts to shape itself, if additional expenditures are necessary, we'd bring it to you and members of council as a budget amendment at some point in the future.
Well, I agree with Mr. Kinane and Mr. O'Rourke that I think that we should move forward with this, even with an abbreviated schedule, you know, starting in October, just to get this kicked off. Mr. O'Rourke?
Can I have one other comment? I appreciate and agree with the fact that it's hard to task volunteers to actually get this done, but I wish that there was some type of discussion that we can have about whether we call it a advisory group or whatever kind of group, and we specified, like, you know, one teacher, one community person, one person of this committee that doesn't meet often, but could maybe have some. I don't know if we are that layer, but I think there's people out there in the community that might want to add some input at times. I don't know if that's necessary, but that was my thought.
No, I really like that idea. I think for now, maybe just to get it off the ground, having this committee sort of be the advisory, because I know looking at this, I would try to come to, you know, at least the first few of these meetings or like pop in and that kind of thing, just to show support for the students and you know, sort of see how it's evolving. But I think that maybe later in time, having, you know, an advisory committee or something like that would be
really
neat.
And even now that you mention it, maybe they come up with what those parameters are.
Students.
The actual students. Mm. Could not be a bad idea. The only other question I have do we have to apply to the charter of the American League of Cities to have our own charter of this, or we're just kind of on our own?
So the American League of Cities basically is just a handbook of how to get started and just a collection of all the youth councils to give everybody an idea.
So we don't have to like apply for membership towards this. Okay, that's good.
And is there, did you have any more information on there's like an annual youth council like convention with the National League of Cities?
So I looked into that and I couldn't find anything. There are conventions where the program coordinators can go to learn how to work with the students better. There are conventions for that, but I didn't find anything on what we had discussed before.
Okay, well, I'll speak with Kathy Manis, who's on council in Lexington. She was the one who kind of told me about the National League of Cities and some of the stuff they do with youth council, so I'll reach out to her and find out more information on that, because I think that would be a neat thing to add in the application that there's an opportunity to attend this conference.
And even if that's not there, there could be like one day that they come to our state municipal association meetings and have their own, you know, reserve a room and have an agenda for one day there if there's not something. But I think getting together as a group with others is a very valuable thing.
So, Eric, what would we need to do to move forward on this? What do you need from our committee?
A vote from this committee, and it would be in front of council Tuesday night.
All right. Great. Do I have such a motion?
I move for approval to start the Mount Pleasant Youth Council.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the ayes have it. I think there's no further thing to come before this committee. Any final thoughts from my committee members? No? All right, then this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Good job. I just...